All right, Mark, when you look at the defensive recruiting class that Bill O'Brien's brought in, who's one player that stands out?
Boy, I think they did a good job overall in addressing some of their needs at defensive back. One guy that I'm looking forward to seeing, and he's not a really highly rated recruit, is Jordan Smith. He's an early enrollee, did not play his senior season of high school due to transfer rules. He's kind of an under-the-radar guy who enrolled early and I think is going to have an opportunity to make an impact, at least on special teams. So hopefully he'll be able for Penn State to do some things in the secondary because they're kind of thin there. But I think he's a guy who could come in. In terms of immediate sort of impact, having that spring practice, I think, will help him.
What about along the defensive line? I know a lot of people have talked about Garrett Sickles. What does he bring to the program?
Well, he's an athletic kind of, you know, Larry Johnson's done a great job of recruiting guys who aren't just big but who are athletic. And this guy comes in. He's not a, you know, 320-pounder, but he's one of these super athletic guys who I think fits nicely in with what Larry Johnson likes to do, rotating people at different positions, even getting a lot of guys in there, having athletes who are able to do some things on the defensive line. So I think he's, when you talk about immediate impact, I think it may be difficult for him to make an immediate impact. I think he's more of a long-term type impact guy. Get him on campus, into the strength program. For those defensive linemen, a lot of times it's hard to make that real early impact until they get a little bit bigger. So I think the weight program will really help him.
Mark Brennan from Fight On State joining us here on the show. How about linebacker? We touched on cornerback and defensive line. What about linebacker?
Well, I mean, the ISOC kid is, I think he'll do well. He's an athletic linebacker. This was a kid who committed to Penn State. The sanctions came down, decided he wasn't sure if he wanted to go to Penn State, and, you know, saw how things worked out during the course of the season, kind of came down between Oregon and Penn State, and ultimately decided to come back to Penn State. So there was so much talk about guys who were going, who left the program, or who decided to go elsewhere. This is a guy who had second thoughts and then decided to come back. So I think he's an athletic linebacker who will be able to do some things. And to me, again, I don't know if he'll be an immediate impact guy. Maybe he'll be able to do some things on special teams, but long term, I like his upside.
What about the departure of Ted Roof? What has that meant for recruiting? Has it had any impact?
Well, they lost the Walton kid, the linebacker from Alabama. That was tied directly, I think, to Ted Roof. But overall, I think the key thing that Ted Roof did was help Penn State get reestablished in some of those southern states. And remember, he's not the only guy with southern ties. I mean, they have other coaches, Hickson, McWhorter. Bill O'Brien coached at Georgia Tech, so there are ties. I think the one thing that Roof did was help get Penn State back involved in some of those states, the Georgias, the Alabamas, and get the ball kind of rolling. So, you know, I think Penn State fans have to get used to the fact that there is going to be more turnover in the staff. Ideally, I'm sure they would have loved to keep Ted Roof here for at least another year. But listen, this is different from the old era. You're in a position now where these are coaches who move around and, you know, aren't afraid to pursue different jobs and that sort of thing. So him going back to Georgia Tech, hey, it's his alma mater. You can't really blame him. I know that's a long answer to your question, but overall, I think they'll be fine long term. It cost him one recruit, so I don't think it was that big of a deal.
That's a look at the defense for the 2013 recruiting class. Mark, great insight as always. Thanks
for having me.